There's a cluster of stories today that don't fit neatly into any industry category, but represent some of the best of what Hacker News surfaces. Deep technical curiosity applied to things that aren't obviously productive, but are genuinely wonderful. I want to start with Eigendrum, because it's the kind of project that stops you mid-scroll.
Describe it for listeners who haven't seen it.
You open a web application and draw a shape, any shape, a circle, a star, something completely abstract. The application then solves the wave equation for that shape and plays you the sound it would make as a drum. The mathematical foundation is a classical problem in physics called, "Can one hear the shape of a drum?" which was posed formally by mathematician Mark Kack in 1966. The question is whether the acoustic spectrum of a drum uniquely determines its shape. The answer, proven in 1992, is no, there are non-isometric shapes with identical spectra. But the inverse problem, given a shape, compute its sound, is absolutely solvable. And that's what Eigendrum does.
The math here is genuinely deep. You're computing the eigenfunctions of the Laplacian operator on an arbitrary 2D domain with Dirichlet boundary conditions. Each eigenfunction corresponds to a resonant mode of the drum, and the eigenvalues give you the frequencies. The lowest eigenvalue gives the fundamental tone. Higher eigenvalues give the overtones that color the timbre.
The fact that Basil Al-Ashraf 81 built this as an interactive web app and it just works, you draw, you hear, is a nice demonstration of how accessible scientific computing has become. The project appears twice in today's trending list because it was posted by two different users, which is itself a signal of how much it resonated. The comment threads have both the "this is beautiful" reactions and people going deep on numerical methods for solving the Laplacian on irregular meshes.
The Hyperbezier Curves post from Raf Levien is another mathematically rich piece. Levien is a researcher who has spent years working on beautiful curve mathematics. He wrote his dissertation on Euler spirals and has been involved in the Linebender project, which is trying to build high-quality 2D graphics infrastructure in Rust. Hyperbezier curves are his latest contribution, a family of curves that generalize Bezier curves in a way that gives designers more intuitive control over curvature while preserving computational tractability.
The classic problem with Bezier curves in design tools is that the curvature can behave unexpectedly. You move a control point, and something changes in a part of the curve you weren't focused on. Levien's Hyperbezier construction is designed to make curvature more locally predictable, which matters enormously for things like font design and industrial design, where smooth, fair curves are essential.
The Echo the Dolphin Easter egg story is just a delight. Someone went into the ROM of the 1992 Sega Genesis game, Echo the Dolphin, a game famous for its strange, almost hallucinatory atmosphere, and found a 31-year-old hidden message. What makes this particularly interesting is the archaeological methodology. They're looking at binary data in a game that shipped before the internet, when Easter eggs were genuinely secret and couldn't be found by data mining within hours of release.
The HN thread on that one has several people who worked in game development in the early 90s, sharing context about the culture of hiding things in games. It was partly a way of signing your work when companies wouldn't let you put credits in, partly genuine playfulness, and partly a form of communication between developers that they knew might only be found years later. There's something touching about a message embedded in a game that waited 31 years to be read.
The Magnetophon piece from IEEE Spectrum is in a similar vein, a long-form look at how a German tape recorder developed in the 1930s by AEG and BASF fundamentally changed radio. The key insight is that magnetic tape recording could capture audio at much higher fidelity than wire recorders, and at playback speeds that made the wow and flutter, the slight pitch variations from mechanical imperfection, inaudible. This meant radio programs could be recorded and edited in ways that weren't possible before. The laugh track, the splice-edited performance, these things became possible because of the magnetophon.
And after World War II, American Armed Forces radio engineers discovered German broadcasters using this technology and essentially brought it back to the United States, where it transformed the music and radio industries. Bing Crosby was one of the first American performers to embrace tape recording specifically so he could pre-record his radio shows rather than performing live. The whole modern paradigm of recorded audio flows from that machine.
The GCC nested functions post and the calculus simplification paper round out the mathematical and systems thread today. The GCC piece is deeply technical. It's about using wide pointers to implement nested functions without requiring trampolines, which are small executable code stubs that normally have to be allocated in memory that's both writable and executable. Avoiding that requirement matters for security. Writable and executable memory is a target for certain classes of exploits. The author, Martin Uecker, is exploring whether checked C-style bound safe pointers can carry the context information that trampolines currently handle.
And the 2018 calculus paper is getting attention today for its argument that introductory calculus, as taught in most universities, is pedagogically backwards, starting with limits and epsilon delta definitions that are rigorous but cognitively overwhelming for students who haven't yet built intuition for what derivatives and integrals actually do. The proposed alternative sequences the intuition first and the rigor later, which aligns with how the subject was historically developed.